Hey there, everyone. Ready for another deep dive? Today, we're going to be talking about teen mental health.
Okay.
And here, it's a really important topic today.
Yes.
Especially when we look at the statistics surrounding teen mental health in the U.S.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's something we need to talk about more.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to be unpacking this program called From Insight to Impact, Mastering Mindset for Growth.
Okay.
And we're going to be looking at it through the lens of boarding school life.
Oh, interesting.
Because teens in boarding school, mm-hmm. you know, they're dealing with
unique challenges for sure.
Unique challenges, yes, and we're going to be kind of looking at how equipping these teens with the right mindset tools can help them, not just through those challenging years, but ripple out to their entire lives.
Right. And it's fascinating how much power mindset has, especially during the teenage years, when, you know, those neural pathways are forming. You know, we're not just talking about emotions here. We're talking about shaping how they approach challenges and relationships.
Oh, wow.
And even, you know, their own sense of self for years to come.
And this program is only 10 minutes a day for 5 days. It feels, I have to say, almost deceptively simple.
Okay.
I'll be honest, as a parent, that was my first thought. Can something that simple really make an impact? Mm-hmm. When you think about...
I see what you're saying.
All the pressures that these kids are under.
Yeah.
You know, can it really make a dent in that?
That's where the science comes in. And where this program really gets smart.
Okay.
It leverages the teen brain's natural plasticity. Think of it like a sculptor working with clay. You know, the more you mold it a certain way, the more that shape becomes ingrained.
I like that analogy.
This program, with its daily practices, is essentially molding those neural pathways towards positivity and resilience.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So let's unpack these daily molds, and we'll start with day one, the power of imagination.
Okay.
I have to admit, the idea of an inner advocate.
Yeah.
Sounded a little cheesy at first.
Uh-huh.
But then...
it's more than just positive self-talk.
Okay.
Which, let's be honest, can feel kind of forced to teens.
Right.
The program starts by having them actually identify their inner critic, that voice we all have. But that can get amplified in a competitive environment like boarding school.
Exactly.
They don't just try to silence it. They actually get to create a whole profile of their inner advocate.
Oh, wow.
A wiser, supportive version of themselves, almost like a mentor figure.
Oh.
They even do a visualization exercise to really bring this to life.
See, that visualization piece really stood out to me.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to read about it, but to actually guide teens through that experience.
Exactly.
You know, it makes me think about, I did one years ago, where you imagine yourself years down the line, successful and happy.
Oh, yeah. Like a future self exercise.
Yeah. And it was surprisingly powerful.
Exactly. It engages that powerful subconscious mind, which in teens is especially receptive to this kind of programming.
Oh, interesting.
Day five of the program actually has a guided visualization.
Okay.
Where students create a vision board and even write a letter from their future selves.
Oh, wow. So connecting those dots, it's almost like day one lays the groundwork for that later visualization.
It is.
Giving them a positive figure to anchor to.
Yeah.
It's not just about silencing negativity. It's about giving them something to replace it with.
Right.
Okay, I'm getting this now.
Yeah.
So what about day two?
Day two is all about the power of words.
Okay.
And here's where the boarding school context gets really interesting. You know, think about the language teens use in those environments.
Right.
Like, I'm failing. I'll never get in. Everyone else is better, you know?
Yeah.
The program introduces this idea of reframing,
which
at its core is about consciously changing the words we use.
Right. But some teens might roll their eyes at that.
Uh-huh.
You know, just think positive. Isn't really cool in high school.
I know.
Yeah.
Which is why the program doesn't just say think happy thoughts. It dives into how our language actually shapes our neural pathways. It's like if you're constantly saying, I'm stressed, your brain fires up that stress response more easily.
Right.
But if you reframe it as I'm getting ready, the physiological response changes too.
Oh, wow. So it's not just mental trickery.
Right.
There's actual biology behind it.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm even more intrigued now. But wouldn't this require, you know, some pretty deep self-awareness.
Yeah.
Something teens aren't exactly known for.
And that's precisely where day three comes in. The power of looping thoughts.
Okay.
This is where the program tackles cognitive distortions. Think of these as those mental traps that distort reality, leading to anxiety, negativity, mm-hmm. the stuff that can spiral out of control in a pressure cooker like boarding school.
Oh, cognitive distortions. I've read about those. Catastrophizing. All or nothing thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But how do they tie into the whole reframing thing? And how does the program help teens actually change these thought patterns?
What's fascinating here is that reframing itself is a tool to combat those distortions. Let's say a teen is catastrophizing about a test. I'm going to fail. I'll be a total disappointment.
Right.
The program teaches them to first identify that distortion and then use reframing to challenge it. So instead of I'm going to fail, it becomes this test is tough, but I'm prepared. And even if I don't ace it, it doesn't define my worth.
Yeah.
It's like giving them a mental toolkit to dismantle those thought traps. And it's not just about academics. Imagine a teen dealing with social drama, something that's amplified tenfold in a boarding school, right? Yeah. Instead of everyone hates me, it's this situation is tough, but it doesn't reflect my overall worth as a person. You know,
okay.
It's about separating the situation from their identity, which is crucial for teens who are still figuring themselves out.
Okay, that's actually pretty profound.
Yeah.
I can see how this would be especially helpful in a boarding school. You know where those social dynamics are so intense.
Yes.
And often unavoidable. But let's be real. Some of these thought patterns are deeply ingrained. Can a 5-day program really make lasting change?
That's where the program's approach to habit formation comes in and where the science of neuroplasticity really shines.
Okay.
Day 4, the power of repetition delves into this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that parents often underestimate.
Right.
You know, we tell kids to think positive, but we don't give them the tools to make it stick.
So it's not just about understanding these concepts. It's about putting them into practice.
Exactly. You know, imagine those neural pathways like muscles.
Okay.
The more you use them, the stronger they get.
Right.
So the program introduces practices like gratitude journaling, affirmations, even a 21-day challenge to build these habits.
Right.
And here's the key. Because the teen brain is still developing, these practices actually have a greater impact than they would on adults.
Oh, wow.
They're essentially laying the groundwork for a more positive and resilient mindset for the rest of their lives.
That's both exciting and a little daunting. You know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It really highlights the importance of getting this right.
Yes.
Of giving them the tools early on. It's like if you teach a child good posture when they're young, they're less likely to have back problems later. But if you wait until they're adults, it's a much harder fix.
That's a great analogy. And it underscores why programs like this, especially in the context of boarding school, can be so impactful. You know,
right.
Think about it. Teens are away from their usual support systems. They're facing academic and social pressures they've never encountered before.
Right.
If they can develop these mindset tools now, it's like giving them an internal armor to navigate those challenges, not just in boarding school, but in college, in relationships, in their careers. It's a gift that keeps giving.
Yeah, you know, what's making me think about the bigger picture of teen mental health in this country. You know, we hear all the time about rising rates of anxiety and depression, and it's easy to feel overwhelmed as a parent. Like, where do we even start?
And that's what's so crucial about shifting our focus from reaction to prevention. You know, we often wait till there's a crisis. Then we scramble for solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Programs like this are about equipping teens with the skills they need to proactively manage their mental health before those issues escalate.
But some people might say, isn't this stuff just common sense? Be grateful, think positive, you know?
Right. Well, it's not about oversimplifying things. It's about recognizing that even though these concepts seem basic, actually applying them, especially under pressure, requires specific skills. It's like knowing you need to exercise is different from having a workout routine and the discipline to stick to it. You know, this program bridges that gap. It gives teens the practical how-to, along with the why it matters.
Okay. And speaking of how-to, let's loop back to day 5, power up. We touched on the visualization and the letter writing, but I'm curious about this symbolic object they create. What's the purpose of that?
Remember how we talked about the power of visualization, engaging the subconscious?
Yes.
The symbolic object is like a physical anchor for those intentions. It could be a vision board, a bracelet with a meaningful word, even a written action plan.
Wow.
It's something they can look at daily, a reminder of their goals, their strengths, and the tools they've learned.
It's like a touchstone, you know, bringing those abstract ideas into the concrete world. And that's something I think a lot of teens struggle with.
Right. Absolutely.
Bridging that gap between knowing something intellectually
and
actually feeling it.
Yeah.
Believing it in their core.
Exactly. And that's where the boarding school context comes full circle. Think about the unique challenges of that environment. You know, being away from family, constant pressure to achieve, navigating those intense social dynamics.
Yeah.
If they haven't developed those internal resources, those coping mechanisms, it's like sending them into battle unarmed.
Okay. I'm getting chills now. It's making me think about my own high school experience. You know, I definitely didn't have these tools, and I wish I did.
And that's the hope with programs like this, isn't it? We're not just equipping them for the present. We're setting them up for success in all areas of their lives, well beyond those boarding school years.
And success doesn't just mean good grades or getting into the right college right.
Right.
It's about that deeper sense of well-being.
Absolutely.
That inner confidence that radiates outward, that ability to navigate whatever life throws at them.
Well,
with resilience and grace.
Absolutely. And imagine the impact on the boarding school environment itself.
Right.
You know, teens who are self-aware, who can reframe challenges, who have those tools to manage their stress. It creates a ripple effect, not just on their own well-being, but on their interactions with peers, with teachers, with the whole community.
It's like shifting the culture from one of pressure and competition to one of support and resilience. And wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be fantastic.
To send our kids into an environment where mental health is not just acknowledged, but actively nurtured.
That's the dream, isn't it? And while there's no magic solution, programs like this are a powerful step in that direction. You know,
yeah.
You're giving teens, and frankly, all of us, the permission to prioritize mental well-being, not just as an afterthought, but as the foundation for a truly fulfilling life.
You know, I'm thinking about that final thought you mentioned in the program outline. The one about imagining advice from your future self.
Uh-huh.
It seems simple, but
it's deceptively profound. It taps into that innate desire to grow, to become our best selves.
Right.
And for teens who are literally on the cusp of adulthood, it can be a powerful motivator.
Yeah.
You know, it shifts their perspective from what am I going through now to who do I want to become?
Oh, wow. And that shift, that focus on the future can be so empowering,
right?
Especially in the face of those everyday challenges. It's like,
right.
Instead of getting bogged down by the drama of today, you're looking ahead to the person you're becoming, the life you're creating. It's almost like having a mentor in your own mind, guiding you towards that vision.
And that's where the real magic of mindset lies. It's about recognizing that our thoughts shape our reality, and that by consciously cultivating a positive, resilient mindset, we're not just coping with life, we're actively shaping it.
Wow.
We're becoming the architects of our own well-being.
And it really makes you think about the role of parents in all of this.
Right. It's crucial.
Because even with the best program, you know, 18's still going to need that support system.
Absolutely. Parental involvement can make or break this kind of thing. It's not about hovering over them. It's about creating that open communication where mental health isn't a taboo topic.
Which could be tough.
Yeah.
Right. Especially with teenagers.
Absolutely.
They're trying to be independent.
Yeah.
But they still need us.
It's a tightrope walk for sure.
Yeah.
But imagine a scenario where instead of shutting down when a teen is stressed, a parent can say, hey, remember that reframing technique we talked about? How could you apply that here? You know,
right.
It's about equipping parents to be partners in this journey, not just bystanders.
And that's particularly important with the boarding school dynamic, right?
Absolutely.
There's that physical distance.
Yeah.
So communication becomes even more vital.
Exactly. It's not just about being there for the big meltdowns. It's about those small everyday check-ins. Like, how are you using your inner advocate this week? What's been challenging you? You know, it normalizes these conversations. It makes mental well-being part of the family fabric.
Mm. You know, it's making me think about how this program could benefit not just the teen, but the whole family dynamic.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's like a ripple effect of positivity.
That's the beauty of it. When teens learn these skills, it often sparks change in those around them.
Oh, wow.
You know, parents might start using those techniques themselves. Siblings might pick up on it.
Yeah.
It creates a culture of emotional intelligence.
Right.
Where everyone feels more equipped to handle life's curveballs.
And wouldn't that be amazing? To send our kids off to boarding school, not just with a suitcase and a good luck hug, but with a toolkit for navigating their inner world.
And not just for boarding school, but for life beyond. You know, imagine a young adult heading off to college. armed with those reframing skills, mm-hmm. that ability to identify thought traps, that deep understanding of their own strengths, mm-hmm. they're not just academically prepared, they're emotionally prepared.
It makes me think back to that visualization exercise. You know, the letter from their future selves. What advice do we want them to be able to give their younger selves? What kind of future are we helping them build?
It's about more than just external success, right? It's about equipping them to be happy, resilient, fulfilled human beings.
Right.
And that starts with laying the foundation now, with giving them the tools to navigate their inner landscape with confidence and compassion.
And this program, while simple on the surface, seems to do just that.
Yeah, it does.
It gives teens a framework.
Yeah.
A language.
Yeah.
And most importantly, that sense of agency over their own well-being.
And that agency, that belief in their own power to create change, is perhaps the most valuable gift of all. It's not about fixing them. It's about empowering them to become the architects of their own lives, their own happiness, their own extraordinary futures.
Well said. I think that wraps up our deep dive into From Insight to Impact.
Yes.
It's been eye-opening. And honestly, it gives me a lot of hope for our teams, you know, mm-hmm. for their mental well-being and for the kind of future they're capable of creating.
It's been a pleasure, as always. The takeaway is this: mindset matters. And the sooner we equip our young people with the tools to cultivate a positive, resilient mindset, the brighter their future, and frankly, all of our futures.
Will be.